I didn't blindfold myself when extracting a coffee for myself. I knew I wanted to just try the black chuff again, especially now that I know that it's called chuff, and I'm really chuffed about it. The roaster Paul emailed me back yesterday and told me about it, and I also asked him what's actually in the blend, and he kindly told me. So even more curious now to taste it again and to see if memories of yesterday's palate come streaming back in. Anyway, the blend is made out of El Salvador Adelaida, then the Colombian Excelsior, and then just a small amount of the Tanzanian Kilimanjaro. And what's really interesting is that I've actually tried the Colombian Excelsior on its own as a filter coffee in the AeroPress from Zabu Coffee, who kindly also gave me a whole range of their coffees to taste and test, and I really, really liked it. It's the Medellin Excelsior from Colombia. So that's part of that blend of the black chuff from hands-on roasters in North Cornwall. And the extraction was absolutely beautiful. You could see that that bean is actually younger. It's in its optimum window of extraction because it was thicker, it was richer. It was like actually the Heartbreaker was the day we got it. So it does really show that gases do get lost after a certain time. So I'm just gonna take a sip of that black chuff and see if it's anything like yesterday. It's really nice. Immediately, it is really nice. I'm trying to not trick my brain into remembering that it's supposed to be bittersweet. It's smooth, it's mellow, it's nice. I mean, I want to take another sip. You really need two or three sips before you can really make a judgment. Again, I use it as a flat white, so just a third of milk added to two-thirds of coffee. Used 18.5 gram, and it ran for about 26 seconds, and it's a lovely coffee. If I'm hypercritical, it might still be a bit too warm. I'm going to let it cool down just a little bit. I've almost finished my flat white black chuff hands-on roasters, and it's very nice. I mean, it's now cooled down to very nice temperature where the flavors can come through in your mouth. And there is this bitter sweetness, but it's not bitter in any unpleasant way. It's very, very nice. And also the sweetness is not overpowering. There's a great balance between these two notes and these two directions. And it's just very, very nice. So thanks again to Hands On Roasters.